You ever look up from the ramp, hear that distant rumble, and catch a glint of something moving way too fast to be anything you'd file a flight plan for? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're stepping outside the general aviation world for a few minutes, because I think this one's gonna grab your attention. We're talking speed, real speed, the kind of speed where the air itself starts to fight back. There are still fighter jets flying operational missions right now, today, that can push past Mach 2. That's roughly 1,300 knots, roughly 1,500 miles per hour, twice the speed of sound. And what's fascinating is that the newest, most advanced fighters in the world often can't do it. So, let's talk about the six that can, why that matters, and what it tells us about where military aviation is headed. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start with the obvious one. The F-15 Eagle, the McDonnell Douglas, now Boeing, F-15 has been in service since 1976, 50 years, and it is still one of the fastest operational fighters on the planet. The F-15 can reach Mach 2.5. That is not a typo from the spec sheet. 2.5 times the speed of sound. It was designed from the ground up as an air superiority fighter, and speed was a non-negotiable part of that mission. The airframe uses two Pratt & Whitney F-100 turbofan engines, and when those are running in full afterburner, the F-15 is simply in a class by itself among Western fighters. The Eagle is still the backbone of American air superiority, and the newer F-15EX variant keeps it in production well into this decade, 50 years old and still untouchable in a straight line. That's engineering. Next up, the Eurofighter Typhoon. This is the multinational European fighter built by a consortium of British, German, Italian, and Spanish manufacturers. The Typhoon can exceed Mach 2, hitting about Mach 2.05 in clean configuration at altitude. It's a twin-engine, Delta Canard design, and it was built to be agile as much as fast. What makes the Typhoon interesting from a performance standpoint is its ability to supercruise, meaning it can sustain supersonic speeds without afterburner. That's a huge tactical advantage because afterburner eats fuel at an incredible rate. The Typhoon is in active service across Europe and parts of the Middle East, and it remains one of the most capable multi-role fighters in the world. Number 3. The Sukhoi Su-57, Russia's fifth-generation stealth fighter. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Su-57 is designed as Russia's answer to the F-22 Raptor, and it can reportedly exceed Mach 2. The Russians claim a top speed around Mach 2.0. It uses a pair of Saturn AL-41 F1S engines, with next-generation engines supposedly in development. The catch is that very few of these aircraft are actually in operational service. Production numbers have been low, and the program has faced delays. But on paper, the Su-57 is one of the only fifth-generation fighters in the world that can break Mach 2, which brings us to a really important point I want to come back to in a moment. Fourth on the list, the Dassault Rafale. France's pride and joy, the Rafale is a twin-engine, delta-wing, multi-role fighter that tops out right around Mach 1.8 to Mach 2, depending on the configuration and who you ask. Some sources put it just at or just above the Mach 2 threshold in ideal conditions at high altitude in a clean configuration. The Rafale has seen real combat operating from both land bases and aircraft carriers. It's been deployed in operations over Libya, Mali, Syria, and Iraq. The French have always built fighters that punch above their weight, and the Rafale is no exception. Whether it truly cracks Mach 2 or sits just under it depends on the day and the loadout, but it earns its place in this conversation. Number 5. The Shenyang J-11. This is China's domestically produced variant of the Russian Sukhoi Su-27 Flanker. The J-11 can exceed Mach 2.35 according to most published specifications. It's a large twin-engine air superiority fighter, and China has produced it in significant numbers. The J-11B and later variants use domestically built engines and avionics, making it increasingly independent of Russian supply chains. For a design with roots in the 1970s Soviet era, the Flanker family continues to be remarkably fast. And number 6, the MiG-29 Fulcrum, another Russian design that's been in service since the early 1980s. The MiG-29 can reach approximately Mach 2.3. It's a lighter, more agile counterpart to the larger Flanker family, and it's been exported widely. Dozens of countries operate the MiG-29 in various upgraded forms. It was designed as a frontline fighter to counter the F-16 and F-18, and its raw speed remains impressive even by modern standards. Now, here's what you need to know. And here's why I think this story is worth talking about on an aviation show that's mostly focused on general aviation. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, because the most advanced fighters being built today, the ones with the newest technology, the best sensors, the most sophisticated stealth, many of them cannot exceed Mach 2. The F-35 Lightning II, America's newest fighter, tops out around Mach 1.6. The Chinese J-35, their new carrier-based stealth fighter, appears to have similar limitations. These are trillion-dollar programs, and they are slower than jets designed in the 1970s. Why? Because the design priorities changed. Stealth requires specific shapes. Those shapes are not optimized for raw speed. Internal weapons bays add weight and drag. The coatings and materials that make an aircraft invisible to radar have thermal limitations. When you're doing Mach 2, the skin temperature of the aircraft rises dramatically. That heat can degrade stealth coatings, so designers made a choice. They traded top-end speed for something they decided was more valuable in modern combat, the ability to not be seen. It's the same kind of trade-off we think about in general aviation, just at a completely different scale. You want a plane that can carry a lot? It probably won't be the fastest. You want the most efficient cruise, you might give up climb performance. Engineering is always about trade-offs, always. The other factor is that very few combat scenarios actually require Mach 2. Most air-to-air engagements happen at subsonic or low supersonic speeds. Missiles do the fast work now. The pilot's job has shifted from being the fastest thing in the sky to being the best informed thing in the sky. Sensor fusion, data links, electronic warfare, those are the tools that win modern fights, not raw speed. But there's something worth appreciating about those six jets that still do it. The F-15, the Typhoon, the Su-57, the Rafale, the J-11, the MiG-29. These aircraft represent a design philosophy that said speed is survival. Get there first, get away fastest, outrun the threat, and that philosophy produced some of the most extraordinary machines human beings have ever built. Think about what Mach 2 actually means for a second. At Mach 2, at altitude, you're covering roughly a nautical mile every 2.5 seconds. You'd cross the length of a standard class Bravo surface area in under a minute. The air entering the engine intake is being compressed and heated to extreme temperatures before it even reaches the compressor. The aircraft structure is flexing and expanding from thermal stress. The pilot is managing energy in a way that has almost no parallel in any other form of flight. For those of us who fly at 120 knots and think a 20-knot tailwind is a gift from above, these numbers are humbling, but they're also inspiring. Because every one of those jets exists, because somebody looked at the limits of what was possible and said, not fast enough. That's aviation at its core. That impulse doesn't change whether you're flying a Cessna 172 or strapping into an F-15. It's the same impulse that makes you want to fly in the first place. This one came from the team over at Simple Flying, and if you want the full breakdown on all six aircraft, you'll find the link at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower on ATIS. Go fly something, even if it's not doing Mach 2. I'll see you next time.